Blog Talk Radio.
One tin soldier rides away.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes. We're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode of a very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause, I welcome you to the show. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. For indeed the Most High has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I have for His cause, for His purpose, some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, commanded me, He said I would have His protection. Yes, He said I would have His protection and His guidance with His favor, with His promise. I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, revert to silence, my brothers and sisters, if they could. I said, if they could, to destroy. Well, it's because men have sought to blind eyes, their brothers, not to discern what indeed is divine righteousness. Man has grown all the more less reverent for divine cause, for the divine cause of the human soul. Man, my brothers and sisters, because he's become all the less respectful, the fact that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, men have been more concerned with their own personal agendas, their own greed, satiating their own lusts, much more. And they've had concern for seeking fully what is the righteousness of Yah. I said, much less than they've been concerned for seeking fully what is the righteousness of Yah, for the blessing of one another. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that men might know in the love of the Most High what it is to share the knowledge of the blessing the Most High has given to mankind from the beginning. The world would have known peace. I'm amazed, my brothers and sisters, how few seem to understand after what has been called traditional religion. Many believing that their governing standard, their denomination, their nation, is somehow what the scriptures speak of. When it talks about a quote-unquote, the way they translate it in your Bible, not exactly true to their initial idea. But they believe that their nation, their denomination, their grouping, familiar ties, cultural, social ties, whatever they might be, I believe that theirs fits the parameter of what the scriptures call a new covenant. I find it amazing. There's so few really examine the scriptures from Jeremiah 30-31. Say Jeremiah 30-31 chapter. But the scriptures actually say in order to restore a covenant, I said restore. I didn't say it was new. The word there for new actually relates something restored like it was when it was new. How about without the tamperings of man? But without a question, misadministration, misinterpretation, misexegesis, if you will, could never become righteous instruction for the Most High. False righteousness, my brothers and sisters, is discerned by him. I said false righteousness and false religion is discerned by him, not as in any way blessed, even if men use his name. All false religion, my brothers and sisters, is exactly what it is. It's deviant double-mindedness. It's debate. It's doubt. It's not faith. Those of you out there who know the Hebrew know that, for instance, is kind of unusual. But you think about it for a minute. The Hebrew letter, B, bet, sometimes is a bet, a B sound. Is it not amazing? The word devil, the word double, doubt, doublet. Debate. Deviant. Diablo. When you read them, if you think about the Hebrew letters, they seem to have a common root. Scriptures talk about, though we be scattered among a multitude of differing nations. Talking about the book of Jacob, they call it James. So we be scattered among a multitude of differing nations. By no means do these provocations impede our faith seeking to bring forth before Yah perfect work. It means that none of the pseudo-righteousness, fallen standards of the nations, is viable before the Most High. It says if we lack discretion, how could we gain discretion, my brothers and sisters, from what is already attained? Impure, partial, perspective world. How is it possible? It's not. Shall you discern how to clean something with something that is absolutely filthy? Shall you use a dirty rag to clean away a stain? Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says we've been scattered among a multitude of different nations. And realize what that meant at that time. Much warfare was prevalent. Much revolt, revolution. In the East, due to the intrusion or the occupation of Greco-Roman forces. So many ways. The people of the East expecting an end of the promise concerning an end of all injustice, all double-mindedness, all pluralist, therefore hypocritical thinking, seeking to maintain what they knew to be faith, sought the end of all polytheist thinking. They had imprisoned the minds and lands of the people. Those of us who know the truth know that Rome sought to utterly destroy that premise. The expectation of one called Shiloh, the one who the scripture said would come out of the tribe of Judah in the last days. Yes, look at Genesis 49 and understand. They sought to utterly destroy faith in the premise of one called Shiloh, who in the last days would come out of the tribe of Judah as a lawgiver that unto him shall all the nations seek, that there might be peace. Scripture says in Isaiah 49 that through him all nations shall know what indeed is the righteousness and the salvation of Yah from the rising of the sun to the west. However, to be more accurate, Scripture says in the last days, this one called King of the East would arise out of the west to show forth righteousness to all the world, even unto the rising of the sun, i.e. the east. This one scripture says in Hosea, well, let me tell you where those scriptures were. Isaiah 45, you need to read 44:20 through 45:6, one good place. The latter-day prophecy that is mentioned in Romans 11:25-27, reflective of what is written in Isaiah 59:19-21. What is written, my brothers and sisters, also in Isaiah 24th chapter. You can read really clearly from the 24th chapter through about the 10th to the 16th verses. Talk about Messiah arising out of the west. Hosea 11th chapter, the 10th to 12th verses, talks about how he shall roar like a lion. And when he shall roar, his sons, his children, those will be true to him, will come trembling. The scripture says directly from the west. Well, those of you who might look at the opening screen to this show, Off and Pace, a map from the west to east, particularly with Israel, the nation of Israel in mind. Well, much to be understood about those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, also at Isaiah 25:1-3, particularly after the 10th verse. 24th chapter talks about that city in the west, from whence people shall return to Israel. Like I said, Hosea says, he shall roar like a lion. And when he shall roar, his sons shall come trembling from the west. And it says he will set them in their own houses, says the Most High. Well, that's a clarion cry all through Israel, even to the four corners, the four ends of the earth, if you will, four directions of the earth, that his people might return. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that the people of the Most High, true people, will be true to the ancient promise, who understand the ancient faith, or at least understand it enough to know they should humble themselves before its revelation, shall indeed, brothers and sisters, have a true home. A true home wherein they can dwell in peace unto the One Most High. Well, amazingly enough, I find it a shame, quite frankly. And looking at Genesis 49:10, looking at Numbers 24:14, then 17 to 19 verses, deciding that this is actually the foundation of the faith, foundation of faith that was quite prevalent at the time of Messiah, 2,000 years ago, and it had been prevalent for ages, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, evidence all the way back to the times of Enoch and Noah. The expectation was for one who would expose and put aside once and for all the fork-tongued dragon who lies to confuse the nations. Like I said, the expectation was for one out of Shiloh, born of the tribe of Judah, to declare, in fact, what is peace, a lawgiver, One scripture calls on him unto whom it belongs. Scripture says, unto him shall all the nations seek. Same thing as in Isaiah 11. Talk about regathering all Israel. So obviously, my brother and sister, the one who preaches again the gospel, preaches the one rule that men might discern beyond all pretenders. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, think about the book of Jacob. It talks about how men, under various allegiances among the nations, though they may have sworn allegiance to the One Most High, sworn allegiance to the Messiah, so many of these nations, my brothers and sisters, after variant false righteousness, partial, corrupt, and polluted ideals, oftentimes, so often, under the preservation of misruling agendas, men have gone to war, would be brother against brother, because of constraints under misallegiances. In a world, my brothers and sisters, that having resisted the absolute truth of the gospel of the one kingdom, having resisted that righteousness, men, self-righteous, have beguiled and seduced the minds of so many to go to war, my brothers and sisters. And if not physical war, to be contentious one against another, not seeking the fullness of the pure, perfect word in which there is no contradiction, to create division after division, after contention, and delusion after delusion, and my brothers and sisters, damnation piled upon damnation. Because the truth of the matter is that till man discerns what indeed is the righteousness of the One Most High, true to all that he has declared from the beginning, all that man trusts in, my brothers and sisters, has just been vicious cycles of illusion, misrepresentation that all prophecy relates must be silenced. How shall men be true to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, when the truth of the matter is the foundation of the ancient faith is expectation in Yah as one, whereby he would send forth someone to silence all the confusion of the earth. Men looked back, way back when, my brothers and sisters, after the fall, saw schisms developing among men. Men going to war in their various false righteousnesses. Oftentimes making allegiances under what is still yet sin, one group against another. Sometimes pretending to be righteous because they stand up for what they call, mutually call, righteous cause against some form of oppression. But again, still, my brothers and sisters, if the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah as declared from the beginning is not the mutual consensus of them all, there is no peace. And there still is no justice. All the world looks around now. In so many ways, everyone seeing one contention after another, one form of oppression after another, threatening the lives, threatening the peace, the seeming peace of men who trusted in various allegiances and representations, seeming righteous, till something comes along and destabilizes it. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, whatever is not established for him, what the Most High declared from the beginning is stable. I repeat, whatever has not been true to what the Most High declared as a rock foundation stable from the beginning was never stable. This is why we see nation after nation and kingdom after kingdom rising and falling. But my brothers and sisters, to this very day, since the fall of mankind, I say I've fallen away from what the Most High declared from the beginning. There still is no peace. In the Middle East right now, there are those who despise this, for instance, this Islamic State, ISIS movement. But they've seen it happen again and again. They may despise what they see ISIS doing, but they are afraid, because you get rid of one injustice, and there's so many varying factions. I said so many varying factions that are ready to take over once one regime is destabilized. So many other varying factions ready to take over. The men there question what would take its place. As horrendous as what we see is now, they ask the question what would take its place. I only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the ancient faith look forward to one the Most High himself would discipline. One who knows and discerns the righteousness of the Most High has been disciplined to love and discern what is the righteousness of the Most High, being disciplined and taught by the Most High himself. Isaiah 50 speaks of him. One whom the Most High says that he would send that to secure the nature of his message. Most High himself, as the scripture says in Psalms 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Isaiah 41 said the Most High will subdue even kings. That all nations should listen to him, be silent before him, that they discern again what is justice. Isaiah 41, Isaiah 49, Isaiah 11, Genesis 49:10, Isaiah 34. So much scripture throughout the Bible speaks the same. Isaiah, 25th chapter, talks about a city from which he emerges. After having rebuked it for its unrighteousnesses, it being a citadel in so many ways for all the unrighteousness of the whole earth. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10 is so awesomely reminiscent of Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Speaks the same thing. Messiah is called the King of the East in those passages. Most may not discern that, but there's a need to examine what those scriptures talking about the drying up of the rivers. For the one that is mentioned in Isaiah 44 through 45, who Messiah actually, quite frankly, is. Said he was when he said he is the one, he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand that term, morning star, sunrise, branch, as in branch of David, of the same title? Talks about a place, even a city, my brothers and sisters, from which all the variant false religion, false politicization, this world, the double-minded of this world should be utterly silenced. The scripture says the cities of the nations fall. Really means all the false edicts, false rule, false religion. Whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that would not be true to seek and to see revived, but the Most High has declared from the beginning eternal, should begin to be vanquished. And the scriptures talk about in Revelation 6:12, 7:2-7:17, about how all the rulers will run for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. The day of his wrath, the day of his judgment has come. Who should be able to stand? And that one called the angel from the rising sun, the word angel and king are the same. Rising sun is east. One called the king of the east has the seal of the living God, the confirmation in the knowledge of the covenant. And he will only seal, my brothers and sisters, those who are willing to come to that pure, perfect will of the Most High. Beyond all the marks of the beasts, beyond all the standards of the nation that have refused to reason as one, nobody gets sealed, confirmed, my brothers and sisters, to be preserved in the midst of the wrath to come. But those who are hearkening the voice of that one who preaches again the gospel, to release men from all the bondage to the misrule of all the nations. Blessed are they who will understand that prophecy, because it's written throughout the scriptures again and again. And those of you who don't know about it, please look at my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Secret City. An article called Hidden Gospel at hiddengospel.com called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. You need to understand how the world has hidden this truth from you. An article called Tribulation, 70-365 A.D. And there's a need to remember the promise to discern what the scriptures mean. It said they await from the Most High to renew their strength. Let the way of the King of the East be prepared. So already prophesied in advance, the leaders would never tell you concerning this. By the leaders at this point, I mean not only your political leaders, but your religious leaders. Because the scriptures actually say that one will reprove them all for having been treacherous against your discerning what indeed is the foundation of the faith. Understand, how can man have faith in the Most High, believing in a multitude of differing standards just because men put what? The holy name upon what they have designed? If you know that someone must appear to expose every standard that men have trusted in this world, that has for many generations been the result of the fall, result of even where when the gospel was sent forth, say 2,000 years ago, you ever stop to consider the reason why the nations still exist? Because they resisted the gospel. He said convert all the nations. He said to teach them everything that he declares. Purity and completion offers one choice. If all the nations were true to that and all the churches true to that, then when all these divisions wouldn't exist, there must be a lot of hypocrisy, misrepresentation, false righteousness out here. And the scripture says in the last days, the reason why the Most High sends Messiah, because he has looked, he saw none that knew to seek Yah. Most people so busy listening to their leaders. None that seeks Yah. None righteous. None that does good. No, not one. And for this reason, he must send a righteous one. Psalm 14 speaks about it. Psalm 53. Isaiah 59 speaks about it. It says even when Messiah appears, he's going to say things like, oh, that you had kept my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. And I would not have had to behold your descendants, so much of your seed destroyed from before me. There would not have been all this warfare if man had just only hold steadfast to what the Most High from the beginning declared, without contradiction, without contention, beyond all argument, beyond all debate and doubt, beyond all deviation. Well, since man has not been true to that rock-solid, pure foundation the Most High declared, all prophecy says that all such misrepresentation at the hand of false prophets who teach fallen word, and foolish, fallen, deceptive doctrines, not seeking to complete fully what is the will of the Father. Scripture says the fall of all such institutionality shall be a great one. For many, you said, will come to him in that day. Did we not preach, prophesy in your name? In your name cast out devils, double-mindedness, delusion, false doctrine? They are the false doctrine. Say, many in your name have they not done unto his honor, have they not done many wonderful or inspired works? True the Holy Spirit? Hardly. Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, rebukes all that is sin, rebukes every fallen standard that has divided man and seduced men to believe that they were wise, believe they were righteous, believe they were true to a just cause, while still themselves still remaining under a vicious cycle of inequity, themselves still in so many ways quite unjust. Messiah was really telling all factions of people regardless of what had been their allegiance, that let us all seek to get the beam out of our own eyes, that we might see how to help one another. Because quite frankly, all are damned if they trust in the misconceits of another. The word damn even means to be divided. My brothers and sisters, you have no perfect union or atonement with the One Most High after a multitude of differing standards. It just simply cannot happen. Shall a man say that he is truly unto the Most High if he turns away from even the least of what the Most High declares? Absolutely not. Like I said, if you know the Messiah will come to put an end to all the variant ideals that men have called wise, that men might come to true wisdom. Like the Most High told me, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. What man thinks is wise, not giving consideration to all the Most High has said. Most High told me that is not wisdom at all. It means, my brothers and sisters, we should have always sought the truth of the Most High. And when we find wherein men have not been true in all things to that justice, they should have pursued it with everything in their minds, hearts, and souls. And by no means, I repeat, by no means should men have, upon discerning the truth, sought to be silent. The very command called the Shema, unto peace in the name of the Most High, declares that men should not only hear and discern, keep, but should obey and even declare unto all nations the word of peace. It says, publish, or to get my point, hear, O Israel, Yah is one. All his people must seek the same standard. How beautiful upon the mountain of all the nations, the feet of him who, the dominion of him who publishes peace. Who declares good tidings, who publishes peace, the gospel, the word of peace. Who says unto Zion, Ah, Yah reigns. Word first, the gospel, my brothers and sisters, being all to the, going forth, yes, to all the nations, but first, to redeem those who are familiar with the expectation of him who preaches that gospel, Messiah who would draw all first Israel to be a light to all the nations. Same thing is written in Isaiah 49. It's also written, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 7th chapter. And it's amazing that when you start to look, like it's written also in Hosea 11, 10 through 12, the first of those tribes to be redeemed is the tribe of Judah. And men should be asking the reason why. Like I said, the gospel says first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. Men should ask the question why. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a foundation upon which the gospel is laid. Not after the way of a multitude of diverse nations, but ultimately, brothers and sisters, to draw people of the Most High true to the will of one. So it's always been. But we see in the world today a tragic thing. Like Isaiah 59 says, the Most High is not pleased because he sees that when anyone seeks to turn toward fully what is justice, turn away from sin, turn away from transgression, turn to what truly is righteousness, he has made a prey in this world. In other words, get the point. Nobody wants to see anybody who has indeed got the beam out of his own eye or ask the Most High for what is necessary to do so. Nobody wants to see someone who the Most High would raise up without sin to discern beyond all sin. You ever stop to consider that sin, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, shall we continue in sin, the grace may abound? When the apostle was speaking to the nations, he's talking about the nations themselves being sin. The rulerships of the nations, the various standards of the nations being sin. For the most time, my brothers and sisters, says he looked. And he said basically that if anyone seeks, he saw that if anyone seeks truly to come fully to what is righteousness, and the gospel of Shiloh is very much the foundation in understanding that righteousness. If anyone seeks to come to understand the faith is not called Christianity but Kurdish Shania. Like I say, you need to look at that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, early church origin. Kur, son, tis, rise, Shah, king. The expectation of the king of the east who will silence all the misrule and entities of the nations, all the hypocrisy and all the misrepresentations, and all the false allegiances of the nations fall. For the Most High I begin to establish a kingdom of peace. The scenario is painted, my brothers and sisters, in the scriptures again and again. Zephaniah 3 is a good place. It's all there. Isaiah 24, the 27th chapter. It's all there. Isaiah 25, for a short read, 25, 1 through 3 through 10. It's all there. So many other places throughout Scripture, my brothers and sisters. Again and again it's mentioned. You ever stop to consider that the nations, everyone still having their own agendas, seeking to preserve their fallen standards if they were wise, exploiting the people, compelling them to go forth even unto war to satiate selfish greed. So many of my brothers and sisters exploited unto mutual annihilation across this earth. Still not true to the righteousness, saving righteousness from one Most High. What scriptures say he would come forth saying, oh, that you kept my commandments. Isaiah 48. Speaking to people who have sworn by his name, but not unto truth nor unrighteousness. Their allegiances have been after the will of another. Oh, that you had kept my commandments. And from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Now the Most High has sent me with his spirit to show you the way that you would go, the way that you should have gone. Oh, if you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as waves of the sea. And you would not have had to beheld so much of your seed, your descendants, destroyed from before me. Flee from the midst of Babylon. Yes, indeed. Flee from the midst of this confusion, all this gross seduction that is in the earth. Flee from the midst of it. He said he would come forth saying, listen to me, O Isle. Hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to declare a word like a sharp sword that will discern the difference between righteousness and wickedness, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. But this is that one that Malachi speaks of called the Son of Righteousness, the Lord of whom you seek. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says he would redeem Israel, the cause of the Most High, and then all the nations. Scripture talks about how men have not spoken of him, the Lord whom ye should be seeking, that he would come suddenly because the rulers will not speak of him. To rebuke the temple. All my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about those who seek to hide their iniquity in their robes, something they never would have done if they'd been true to the Spirit, even the Spirit of the Messiah. Seeking to hide their iniquity in their robes, partial in the law, compelling men to be treacherous, brother against brother, offering profane, unjust offerings, worshiping foreign gods, something they would never done. Those who would seek to hide their iniquity in their robes. Wow. False leaders, one of the guys of righteousness, who deceive, destroy the people, exploit the people, saying that everyone who does evil or something, still some standard, falling short of the righteousness of Yah, telling them that they are somehow still good and excited and he delights in such. As if to say, where is, as if he would never come. Him who will judge man according to what is true, the righteous judgments. Scripture talks about the one whom the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. He will reprove all the sons of Levi. And when he reproves all the sons of Levi, Scripture says, thou shalt find that when that obstacle is removed, then shall an offering unto the Most High be offering in righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years. Well, like I said, the Scriptures don't talk about per se new covenant as much as a restoration of mine. When the Most High said, you make a full end of all nations, Jeremiah 30, 10 through 11. You make a full end of all nations. So that his people might be brought back to him and corrected justly. And all the tribes of Israel hearing the law from his mouth should be made his people. Well, I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, there's so many who talk about the idea that the sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. Wasn't even his name. This world has created a false concept of Messiah. Scripture says it has horns like a lamb. Speaks of the dragon. Polytheist Rome, my brothers and sisters, has called Messiah in some way a shield behind which their sin cannot be seen. Pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, presidents, kings, prime ministers, so many of their allegiances to the rulership of men have hidden behind what seems to be righteous under unjust judges. I know after the scripture say, but after the true judge, it say this refuge of lies should be utterly taken away when he speaks a word like an overflowing torrent. Righteousness is a measuring line to the plummet. Read Isaiah 28. Isn't it amazing, my brothers and sisters, what men have actually done? False representatives of the Messiah have called him a shield by which they can hide. They created a false representation of the Messiah, calling him a shield by which they could hide their sins and not be seen. How foolish have men thought the Savior to be? The Savior, my brothers and sisters, who discerns and exposes all unrighteousness. How shall men say they can hide behind him? That their sins go unnoticed. Scripture says, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, because he's a man, my brothers and sisters, has been made a habitation of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit of understanding, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of power and might and reverence of the Most High. Read Isaiah 11. Do people actually believe, my brothers and sisters, that behind such a one, their wickedness would go unnoticed? The Scripture says he's not one who judges after what his eyes see or what his ears hear. In other words, he's not deceived, but what deceives so much of mankind. He discerns the injustice of what so many have given themselves an allegiance to. And he knows that the only way that humanity is going to finally be free, that all false righteousness is exposed, and then finally might be free to pursue what indeed righteousness is. I know what the Most High told me. I asked him one time, how much should we be seeking? How much should we even seek righteousness? He told me at the end of anything is only another beginning. He said to me, until I could look up in the sky and say, star B, and one starts glowing, he said, keep growing. As carnal eyes and ears heard the glory, has heard and seen the glory, that was Yah's plan for those who love him. How is it, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures, think about it. It says, the day will come and it will be said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The kingdom will be upon his shoulders. He would call Everlasting Father the Prince of Peace. See, every garment dipped in blood, in other words, every soldier's uniform at what they've allied themselves, men have allied themselves in warfare after injustice, shall all be burning in fuel of fire. It talks about a time of brothers and sisters of the one called the Prince of Peace. But while men still feel that they have a right in the earth to satiate their greed, to form after false propaganda all manner of dereliction of duty. In other words, what I'm saying by that is this. Compel men to think that they are functioning dutifully before the Most High, while they are far short of seeking what is righteousness. Until all such misrepresentation is no more, the world continues in a vicious cycle whereby few have discerned how a devil or a devilish institution never seeks to fully put away sin, never compels men to fully seek beyond all sin, lest that institution itself be exposed. Like I said, they don't seek to put away sin. They just seek to create alliances and allegiances in it. Yes, you heard me, brothers and sisters. Seek alliances with a multitude of fallen and polluted standards. And Messiah said it well, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, means what man calls peace. What did apostles say? If any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. If any man thinks that the way of peace is after a multitude of varying standards, let him know he is deceived. Messiah comes to expose all this unrighteousness, reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. He said, and then shall every man know how to honor Yah, meaning all else is dishonorable. The scripture in Galatians, it says that if we who will be justified in Messiah are found sinners, Messiah, minister then of our sin, says Yah forbid. If an adversary creates an adversary against already a multitude of adversaries, shall he go to war and bring forth peace, or shall it be that the injustice that they sanction among them shall still be only a perpetuation of injustice? It's the reason why the scripture says Messiah comes there for righteousness' sake. In other words, knowing the righteousness of Yah, he will judge. And for righteousness' sake, he will make war. But he makes war, my brothers and sisters, to silence every injustice, that finally, at last, there might be peace. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that would seek to be on his side? Scripture calls those who would indeed be counted worthy in his army are those who are faithful and true. And no one is faithful and true to Yah, my brothers and sisters, after any fallen standard of the nations or denominations, cultural, social, or pseudo-religious differences of this world. He said, go forth and convert the nations. If they were wise and righteous, there would have been no command to convert them. If a partial standard was sufficient, he wouldn't have said, go forth and teach them everything. I think about scriptures like, well, my brothers and sisters, let's give a look, if you will, at scripture that is in Galatians. Good place. The scripture in Galatians that 2:17 says, if any man would be justified or disciplined in Messiah, and he's found unjust, is Messiah the end of minister of our sin? Absolutely not. Far be it. He said, if any man thinks he can be justified after the flawed standards of men, that's what that word for law there means, false law and a righteous law. Only law that brings forth order is the one that is righteous and complete. Don't break it into pieces and still have order. Righteous comes by virtue of all the mud and virtuelessness Furthermore, to the different standards of men, Messiah gave his life to be Lord, declare one standard in vain. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised that his Messiah should declare one righteousness, that all the world shall finally be able to bring forth an offering acceptable unto Yah. Book of Yaakov, 121-122, says, be not only hearers, but doers of the word, lest you deceive yourselves. Well, man has been deceiving himself for a long time. The time Yaakov, one they called James, King James did that, that was a lie too. When Yaakov, said, be hearers of the word, and not be your doers of the word, not hearers only, lest you deceive yourselves. It was at a time when men were actually hearing from faithful apostles the truth of the word. The truth of the Holy Word. How long has it been, brothers and sisters, that men have heard a word so pure and true? Like I said, until man sees again what is truly acceptable to the Most High, what is in all things true to his righteousness, man is caught in deviant allegiances. Allegiance is under pretenders, under vicious cycles of illusion, contention and warfare. You know, somebody had once put out a song, everybody wants to rule the world. Again, meaning that anytime something, a ruler falls, there's something else or someone else who wants to take his place. But my brothers and sisters, if we are truly reverent unto the Most High, we know that when the Most High declares a standard, it's all fall in or fall. When the Most High declares a standard, all must stand up seeking to be true to that standard or fall. Where it's always been, where it's always been understood. Exceed, my brothers and sisters, all this
90 seconds.
Man deceiving himself for selfish gain. Know that the Most High will not be robbed of what he has promised that he will see on this earth, true to what he declared from the beginning. Knowing that only what he declared from the beginning is righteousness, only what he declared from the beginning is peace, only that which he declared from the beginning, as he told me, is lawful. He says the only one law that is lawful.
60
only
seconds.
Only one law that brings forth order. Only one law that brings forth justice. And it is his. Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters, by the law of this world, the law of sin and death, that seeks to preserve sin. What's going to say the wages of sin is death? Wake up, my brothers and sisters. Say, Paul was, the Apostle Shaul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Yah forbid. We're saying to all the nations, shall you continue after your injustices, expecting the favor of the Most High to abound? Shall you continue in your beastliness, all your nations, refusing to awaken to what must be remembered that you might be called men, and expect the favor of Yah to abound?
10 seconds.
The wages of sin, Scripture says, is death. And blessed are they who will seek thee in the way of life. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, to his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And thank you all again for listening.